80% of your health is determined by lifestyle. 20% of your health is determined by genetics. Nutritional genomics is now telling you, which, by the way, is just a fancy term for diet and nutrition. That's all we're studying. We're not studying anything new. It would be fascinating to be able to genetically understand how each one of us functions, because we could alter some things in our diet that would promote our health and be very specific about it. And that would be a nice intent of this particular study, the study of nutritional genomics. But they are saying emphatically, you can remove all genetic predisposition if you will what? Eat a healthy diet. Stop the things that are promoting the disease and start doing the things that are promoting health. In the same magazine, you would find this interesting. Harvard Medical School released a study in which they talked about it. It was more just a quote from their director of exercise and physiology, I believe. But this doctor was talking about high blood pressure and the use of statin drugs and how powerful they are as an anti-inflammatory agent and how wonderful they are at controlling high blood pressure. And he went through what's not a very lengthy article, but a full-page article talking about how that's the best prospect you have. But then the very last line of that article was really interesting. Quote, as powerful as statin drugs are, more powerful still is a healthy diet and exercise. Isn't that amazing? The best thing we have to offer for you is high blood pressure medication, statin drugs. Well, I mean, you could eat right and exercise, that'd be better, but we know you're not going to do that. So this is the best thing. Well, it's true, we know you're not. Most of us aren't. We live in a society where we're told, have it your way. You know what? You're much too busy to worry about dieting and exercising. When is a diet pill worth $150 a bottle? When it really works. It doesn't really work. It doesn't. It's about lifestyle modification. Think about all the fad diets, all the things that you know and understand that you're exposed to. The newest, by the way, is the no-fad fad diet, which happens to be not such a bad one, because one of the things that they're promoting is long-term lifestyle change. Stop doing the things that are insulting to your health. And that's what I want to talk with you about today. What are the things that are insulting to your health? This is really interesting. I've shared with you what would be really interesting if the reason why they were doing that. Let me share with you the end of the article, what they say, and why nutritional genomics is getting attention. Nutritional genomics will create opportunities for drug companies to isolate, concentrate, synthesize, and improve on the compounds in nature. Am I the only one that finds that unfortunate? Do you see how we miss it? Do you see how we miss the mechanism? Do you see how we put all of our faith and confidence into a system that we've been led to believe has all of the answers, and it really doesn't? You see how they led you right down the path and we said, you know what? Diet and nutrition is extremely important. So much so, we're going to work to understand how your genes function so we can create a drug that will work better than what we just said is the best thing you could possibly do. Do you see how they said that? It's not a conspiracy. I'm not saying that, nor am I saying that it's the intention of everybody to lead you astray. I'm telling you it's big business as far as the drug companies are concerned. And I'm telling you as far as the doctors are concerned, they don't have anything else to give you. They don't know what else to tell you. What else would I do if we didn't give you statin drugs? If you're depressed, what else could I possibly do other than give you Prozac? If you've got high cholesterol, what else would you expect me to do but give you Lipitor? Oh, sure, it's going to destroy your liver, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Because if I don't control your cholesterol, you're going to die of heart disease. But isn't it interesting? Of the 1 million, over 1,100,000 people that died from heart disease last year, over half of them didn't even have high cholesterol. Over half of them. And you can see the premise. We don't know everything. We really don't. I'm going to tell you, and I mean this honestly, do you know who knows more than we do? You do. You know your body better than anybody else does. And you know how things affect you more than anybody else does. I get asked the question all of the time, Dr. Hill, I went to my doctor and I've been doing Young Living and it was really helping, but my doctor told me I should stop taking it, so I did. What do you think I should do? I think you should take it. That's what I thought. But we stopped. Why? I think sometimes it's because we think that medicine is such a complicated thing. It is. There's things about medicine I don't understand. I try to. I kind of laugh sometimes when someone says, oh, Dr. Hill, you know so much. And I think, oh, no, I don't. I put it in simple terms because that's what I understand. And the complexity of everything, don't let it be a stumbling block for you. Empower yourselves. Decide to do something different. Decide that at all costs it's worth protecting you and the environment that you're in, and you will have success. Now, I want to give a caution here. It's not all about immediate success, and I think sometimes we want it to be. I think sometimes we get to the point where we're just sick and tired enough that we want some immediate change in our life. We want things to somehow allow us to react differently. But understand that you're making a lifelong commitment when you decide to do something like natural medicine. I don't throw that out there to discourage anybody, but rather help you understand that this is something that you need to be very regimented in, or you're going to have some frailties and some shortcomings. For example, if I'm going to eat fruits and vegetables, but I'm going to wash it down with a big gulp, I'm probably not going to receive very much benefit. And so draw some lines very clearly and be willing to stand on those. And you'll find that your health improves in significant ways. You are what you eat. Thank you.
Young Living thanks Dr. Hill for reminding us once again how vitally important fundamental cleansing and sound nutrition are for optimal health. At Young Living, our passion is to offer the finest essential oils and essential oil-based natural products to enhance your personal health and improve your lifestyle. Young Living stands on the cusp of several cutting-edge developments, combining our powerful and pure essential oils with other premium natural ingredients.